Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is DJ Papa D coming at you live. Still waiting on G Money to show up. I'm sure he'll be here eventually, but until he does, I think we should play some music. So I'm going to continue with my KC and the Sunshine Band tribute, and we're going to hear Get Down Tonight by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Thank you.
up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? Are you enjoying your new year? Yes, it is. Today is the 7th of the year, the first week in the month of, in the year of 2019. And I'm sitting here enjoying the cool weather in Las Vegas. That's right. It's 50 degrees outside, but it feels good. I'm not experiencing any cold weather. I'm not experiencing any breeze. It's really nice, although it's overcast, so we don't have any sun shining down on the place, but it's nice. I'm enjoying the weather, and I'm comfortable. All right. Well, let's start off the show by talking about the NFL. Papa D, let's talk NFL.
Hey, what's up, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, Papa D? This week we had the first round of the wild card playoffs. So I picked some teams, but I don't think I won too many games. So what teams did play this weekend? Start with Saturday.
Well, the Eagles beat the Bears barely 16-15.
Yeah. The Eagles beat the Bears, and I bet on the Bears to win, so I lost that game. That was a Sunday game. I thought we were going to start on Saturday. Okay, go ahead. So the Eagles won, and the Bears lost. So the Bears won't be going to the Super Bowl. Oh, well, I was hoping for them, but Chicago's out. All right, next team.
Okay, well, the other game in the NFC, the Cowboys beat the Seahawks 24-22.
Oh, yeah, and I bet on Seattle to beat the Cowboys. Man, I can't believe the Seattle Seahawks got beat by the Cowboys. And what was the score?
24-22, right.
Oh, man, I can't believe that. They had an awesome defense, and they had an awesome offense, and they couldn't beat the Cowboys. Man. All right. Well, that's two games I picked and two games I lost. Sorry. Seattle ain't going to the Super Bowl. All right. Who else?
Over in the AFC, the Colts beat the Houston Texans 21-7.
Yeah. Well, I knew the Colts were going to beat the Texans. The Texans have no playoff experience, so I didn't think they'd play good. I think they would get nervous playing in the playoffs since it was their first playoff experience. So the hype, all the newspapers, all of the interviews and everything that they had to go through, that's what that shook them up. So they weren't able to relax and play football. So that's why they got beat so bad. But Indianapolis had Andre Luck. And Luck is like the luckiest quarterback in the NFL. So that's why Indianapolis won. Plus, Indianapolis has been to the Super Bowl before. So they've won a couple of times. So they are a seasoned team. Okay. Who else?
And last but not least, the Chargers beat the Ravens 23-17.
23-17. Man, I really wanted the Chargers to win, and I'm so happy that they did because I'm a California boy. So I'm glad the Los Angeles Chargers won the game. But I was really thinking that Baltimore was going to put a whooping on them because they have a tough defense. And then I found out that the Chargers kicked 5 field goals. That's how they won the game. They didn't throw no touchdowns. They didn't run no long yards. they kicked 5 field goals and won the game. So I forgot about their special team. I forgot they had a good special team. So that's how they won. They kicked 5 field goals and beat the Baltimore Ravens. And what was the score again?
23-17.
Wow. Yeah, I like the sound of the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. All right, all right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. Okay. Well, that's the playoffs. That was the 4 games in the playoffs. That was the wild card. So next week we can talk about the other games that are played on Thursday. So let's talk about the news. I got some news to report. Las Vegas, I know you know, but the last 2 weeks, our United States government has been shut down. The president wants to build a wall in Mexico, and our Senate doesn't want to pay for it. So the president of the United States shut the government down. So there are 800,000 employees that aren't getting paid. And they get paid their first check this Friday. And it's going to be a real crazy situation because all of these people have been working for free and they've been hoping that they were going to get paid somewhere down the line. But it looks like Tuesday, tomorrow's the 8th, the government is going to have another meeting to talk about the possibility of opening the government again. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to shut the government down for another week. So, you people in the United States, you guys be aware that people are working for free. And, yes, you still have to do your taxes. You have to turn in your taxes. And don't be late on your taxes because the government's still going to charge you for being late paying your taxes. But you're not going to get any tax return back right away. So until the government can open up and operate again, you won't get no tax returns. So I'm telling you, you got to pay your taxes, even though the government isn't operating. They're still looking for their money, and that's the way it is. All right. Well, I guess that's all the news we have for right now. And maybe, I don't know, I guess it's time for a commercial break, and Papa D, play us a song, and then play the commercial spot. And we'll be back.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. The weather in Las Vegas is really nice. I'm really surprised that it feels so good today. I mean, the weather is supposed to be in the 50s for the next couple of days, and then it's going down to about 35 degrees at night. So, all of you homeless people, I hope you're getting your blankets together and you're getting your jackets together and you're getting your pants and your socks together, because it's time to wrap up, because it's getting ready to get cold out here in Vegas. In fact, they say that it may even rain this weekend. It may even rain on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So, if you're homeless, I hope you're taking care, because it's going to be cold out here this weekend. So, anyway, I want to tell you a story. I was working at the Ramada Inn in Carson, California, where I was the DJ, but this particular night, I was a security guard, and I was undercover. In other words, I didn't wear a uniform. I wore street clothes, and I had access to all the rooms and all of the conference rooms and everything in the hotel. And I walked the hotel, and I did my patrol of the property. I walked inside, I walked outside, I walked all around, and I stopped and talked to the girls while I was making my rounds, and I stopped at the club, and I checked in with the DJs and with the guys at the club, and then I walked out, and I walked to the conference room, and walked around there and walked around outside by the swimming pool, and I just made my rounds because I was the security guard on the property. Well, as I was walking around, this particular day, we got a new manager, and the manager decided he wanted to bring in his own security team. So he hired a security company to come in and take control of the property. But nobody told me anything. I'm still walking around thinking I'm the only security guard on the property. And I walked around, and I had met the manager, and he had talked to me, so he knew I was security. He knew my position, and he had talked to me, and, you know, it was cool. It was comfortable. He understood that I had a job to do, and he wasn't trying to replace me. He was trying to get me some additional help, and I thought that was nice of him, but I wasn't really doing anything. So I didn't really need any help. I was just walking the property and talking to the girls and meeting with the customers in the club as I made my rounds, as I walked from spot to spot through the restaurant. I walked through the hotel and walked into some empty rooms and just kind of looked at some spots where I was thinking maybe I could bring some girls in later on that night. And, you know, I was just checking it out. So I was walking around, and I was doing my job. Now, I was real comfortable because I wasn't dressed in a uniform. I was undercover. So I had slacks on, and I had some shoes, some dress shoes, that I had put taps on the bottom of my feet. So when I was walking through the halls, I was sliding down the halls. It was like I was on skates. And I was sliding down the hall. And I couldn't stop myself from sliding. So I was trying to control my movement. But I was skating down the hall. I was just sliding. And I walked up on these other two security guards, and they looked at me, and I looked at them, and I went over, and I said, well, I might as well introduce myself, because I'm the senior security guard, and I know they don't know me, but I need to introduce myself anyway. And I walked up to them, and I was sliding on the floor, because the floor was wax, and I was sliding back and forth, sliding on the linoleum on the floor, and they were looking at me like, what is this kid doing? But I wasn't a kid. I just looked like I was a kid, and they were two white men, and they were sitting up looking at me, and they had security guard uniforms on. They had black pants and a white shirt with a badge on their shirt. So they thought they were, like, important. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. So I said, well, let me go up and talk to them and introduce myself. Since we're both working, all three of us are working in the facility, working on the property, it's my duty to tell them who I am, because I know I'm the senior officer, and that's the way that has to go. So I walked up to them, but I was skating, because the taps on my shoes wouldn't let me just walk. I was sliding down the hall, and I was sliding on the linoleum floor. And I was sliding to them, and I got up to them, and I put on the brakes and stopped. And I told them, I said, excuse me, guys. I don't mean to be, like, skating around here, but it's hard for me to control my shoes because I got taps on the bottom of my shoes. So I'm walking on this linoleum floor, and with the taps on my feet, it's not allowing me to walk real slow. I'm sliding. So I'm sliding down the road, and I'm up, and I'm talking to you now. But I wanted to introduce myself. I needed to let you know who I am. And I was dressed in slacks and shoes, and I had a sweater on, but I had a shoulder holster on my arm. And if they didn't notice, I had a gun on my shoulder holster. So they should have known that I was strapped and I had a gun, but I don't know if they really noticed that. They just saw the shoulder holster, but they didn't know who I was. So when I walked up to them, I skated up to them, and I slowed down and put on the brakes and said, whoa, okay, excuse me for sliding up to you guys, but I wanted to introduce myself. I know you're the new security on the property, but I'm the security here at the Ramada Inn, and I just thought I should introduce myself. And they looked at me, and they were two white guys, and they were older guys, and they looked at me, and I said, so which one of you is the senior officer so I can tell him what I need to tell him so he can explain to the other officer what he needs to explain to him. And they looked at me, and then as I was talking to them, they both turned around and walked off and left me standing in the middle of the floor. And I was like, whoa, that was rude. I mean, they don't understand that I'm the senior officer in this facility, but they're not giving me no respect. And I don't know, but I think it's time for another commercial break. When we finish the commercial, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Okay, Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I was telling you a story about when I was a security guard at the Ramada Inn at Carson in Carson, California, where I was a DJ, but from time to time I would work as a security guard. And I was walking around and I was plain clothes. I had a gun strapped to my shoulder. I had a shoulder harness on my shoulder, but otherwise I was wearing regular street clothes. And I had walked up, and the owner or the manager had hired a promotion, had hired a security team to help me out with the property, because he thought I was one person and I needed to have some other security guards to help walk the property for me or with me. And so he hired a couple other guys. And I went over and tried to talk to them, but they looked at me like, who are you? And what are you doing trying to come talk to us? And they walked off and walked up the stairs, and I looked up and saw the manager up there, and I was waving at him, and he didn't respond. He was just smoking a cigar, and he was watching me walk around. So I turned around and I walked off. And I said, well, I'll go do my job. I don't care what they're talking about. I'll go do my job. So I walked around and I made the rounds and I went back to the restaurant and I walked through the nightclub and I talked to the DJs, and then I walked around the hallway and went to the conference rooms, and, you know, I just made my regular rounds. And at the end of the night, I checked out, and I told them guys, I said, well, you guys have a good evening. Since you guys ain't talking to me, I guess I'm off and I'm going home. So I'll see you the next time I see you. I'll see you later. And I walked off. And that was the last time I saw them, because they had some other security guards that came in and took their place. But it wasn't no big deal to me, because I was a one-man show. So I just worked the property by myself until they, you know, when the other guys came on, they just stayed in the building. And I worked all over the property. So that was my job, and I was good at it. And that's what I got paid to do. So as long as they kept paying me, I kept coming to work. And it was a good job. I liked that job. I worked it until I became the DJ in the club. But it was good. I liked the job a lot. So that's the end of my story. Papa D, maybe you could play a song for us until we have the next commercial break.
Thank you.
I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" He said, "Well, let's take a walk." And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side. And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, let's go over there and look." And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The ones with the knot in their neck are not women." And I was like, "What?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh, my God." And I was like checking them out. Well, I was walking down the street, and girls would be waving at me. And I go, "Oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me." And I'd walk off. And I was so shocked. I was like, "Oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just stop."
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
The organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact MEANS. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEANS and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you. Most people don't have nerve to do. I became a stripper. I like dancing in front of women. I'm thinking that's going to be a great thing. So I went and I put an outfit together. I put a Dracula cape together. And my cape went all the way to the ground. And my wingspan was like about 6 feet on either side, and it was all cake. And then I had taken a wave cap, and I put that on my head. And then I put white Devo glasses on. I had black leather gloves and a fishnet dress. It was like a long mini skirt, and it went down to my knees. And then I took some leg warmers that I wore all the way up to the top of my knees, all the way to my calves. And I wore white socks under it to make it look like I had boots on, and that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. And I wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was glowing.
All right, G-Money, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. We only have a few minutes left, so why don't you bring us out?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all over Las Vegas and around the world, I want to thank you for listening to my radio show this evening. And remember, I'll be back on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock and on Thursday at 3 o'clock and on Friday at 3 o'clock. And Friday we'll do the special show for the homeless. So I want to thank everybody for listening to my show. I'm hoping everybody's having a happy new year and doing good things with their family. I hope you're keeping up with your new year's resolutions and everything is good with your family. So I just want to say thank you to my family, to Papa D and the Big Nasty. And I want to say it's been a ball, and we've had a good year, and hopefully we'll have another good year. So I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye. What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. Last night, they had the thunder and lightning show all over in Las Vegas. It was amazing. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed when the lightning took place. So so I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? Because otherwise, we don't like the rain. We don't want to walk around in the rain. We want the sunshine. We want to groove in the sunlight, in the heat.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.